We welcome you back to Ron Mayo Field. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Kickoff just moments away. Captains making their way to midfield for the coin toss. And while they're doing that, we'll get into the starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. So when Chase County has the ball, they'll have a sophomore quarterback, Wyatt Griffin, senior tailback, Brock Griffin, junior wide receiver, Luke Butke, senior wide receiver, Tagro, senior tight end, Micah Collars, and then the Hog Mollies up front, senior Emiliano Zuniga, junior Colton Cooley, and sophomore Hudson Doty. Defensively for Madison, when Chase County has the ball, senior Lane Darbrough is at the end, along with senior Jesse Schneider on the opposite end. Nose guard is junior Packer Bollinger. The linebackers, Cade Herbert and Gannon Pyle. And the secondary, seniors Cohen Luthie and Hayden Helm at the corners, and junior Colton Ish in the secondary. Ken, who won the toss?
You
missed it.
So
I believe Madison will get the ball first.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. So Chase County will be in their black home uniforms, red numbers, red pants, and a red helmet, and yellow tape on the ankles and socks. And then their coaches also in yellow, and that's in remembrance of Brady Stout, a longtime assistant. The late longtime assistant for Chase County. Madison in their road white uniforms, black numbers, and a black hat. Madison offensively, Hayden Helmets at quarterback, tailbacks are Lane Darbrough, Colton Ish, and Kate Herbert. Octavian Dean, the sophomore, is the tight end. Gannon Pyle, Jesse Schneider, and Packer Bollinger up front. Chase County defensively, Micah Collars, Hudson Doty, and Zuniga are the down linemen. The linebackers, Brock Griffin, and sophomore Guthrie Danford. And then in the secondary, Luke Butke, Tagro, and White Griffin. Once again, those starting lineups been brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. Many thanks to Roger for sponsoring starting lineups all season long.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, Michael, when you look at this game here, I think one of the things, the keys is going to be for Madison, how can they handle the speed of Chase County, especially the speed at the wideouts. But part of that is you can get pressure on the quarterback. And so I think that's going to be keys, and also come out fast.
Zuniga has it teed up at his 30-yard line. Ish and Herbert, Ish back deep for Madison. Zuniga's approach, right-footed kicker. Going to be a squib kick up close. Going to be fielded by Madison at their own 28-yard line, and that's where they'll take over. Of course, Chase County currently has the three spot in this tightly contested district. Madison, as it stands right now, the odd man out. But they could make things interesting tonight. If Madison were to win, they would still need help, and they would be watching the Linden-Burlingame contest. Burlingame would have to defeat Linden for Madison to make their way into a playoff scenario. First and 10 on the far hash.
If you're Madison, you go, we have to win no matter what. And so come on out here and get after it.
They're going to go close, but now Helm's going to be in a lone set. Darbrough up top. They're going to send Ish in motion right to left. He'll take the snap, puts it on the ground. Ball is loose. We'll see who's on the bottom of the pile. Chase County's indicating they've got the ball. Waiting for the official reaction. Chase County football. Madison turns it over on play number one. And Chase County will have excellent field position at Madison's 24-yard line.
It just looked like it was a bad handoff there. And just something that you're eight games into the season shouldn't be happening.
Unsure if it, you know, could have been a direct snap, maybe possibly taken to Ish, and might have just been a little late. So Chase County going right to left on your radio dial. First and 10. 8 seconds into this ball game. Brock Griffin will send Luke Butke in motion. Butke will take the handoff, gets spun down, dust flying. Fortunately, they're able to play here. They had few games played up at Council Grove, but the grass that is growing as took a beating on that play.
Yes, it did. Dust was flying.
7-yard gain there by Butke brings up 2nd and 3. Chase County lost last week 52-16 to Caripereville. They took the opening kick for a touchdown and did not have their first down of the ball game until in the fourth quarter. Griffin takes the snap, handing it to Brock Griffin. Good contain over there on that near side. Looked like that was Mr. Pyle with the tackle.
Yeah, and then Jesse Snyder closed in to help bring him down.
Call it a gain of 1, brings up a 3rd and long. They need the 15-yard line for a first down, but 4-down territory this deep into the territory.
Oh, yeah, this definitely.
Ball in the near hash. Going to be a pistol set. White and Brock in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff taken by Brock. He's got a first down looking for more. Driving his feet. He's at the 12. Going to be a gain of about 5 for a first down.
And that time Brock Griffin just hit the hole and made sure they got the first down. Nothing more fancier than that.
First down of the ball game. Of course, last year in this matchup, Chase County, 64-0. That was a humbling experience for Madison.
Yes.
That was the first win in the series, although it was not many games with both of these teams playing 8-man, but first win for Chase County since 1997. Fresh set of downs and a lone set for Wyatt Griffin. He'll send a man in motion. That is Butke. They'll fake it to him. Going up top. The tag grow. Deflected out of his hands and incomplete. Wyatt Griffin on the season, 49 now out of 82, just shy of 1,000 yards, 970 heading into this contest.
And that was a good read that time by Colton Ish. Got over there and knocked it down. Possibly could have came up with the interception, but the main thing is he made sure that Chase County did not get in the end zone.
So brings up 2nd and 10 after the incompletion. Chase County at Madison's 12-yard line. 2 minutes gone by here in the opening contest. Madison fumbling the opening play, giving Chase County excellent field position. Toss sweep over on the far side to Luke Buckley. He's on the edge, and he's into the end zone for 6. 12-yard scamper there by Luke Buckley.
Yeah, that time you could see the speed that Buckley has when he got to that edge. He's just hard for them to handle.
So 9:47, the play in. Oh, there. Did he make it? First and goal at the 1-yard line. My apologies. So 11-yard gain for Butke. Dropping back to passes, Griffin looking for Micah Cothers. This time, give them 6.
Yeah, we're making sure.
Now they're putting it at the 2-yard line. So
yes,
just shy of Butke of the goal line. So that was an 11-yard carry, not a touchdown. So 18-yard line. And then the touchdown pass of 1 yard from Wyatt Griffin to Micah Cothers. So in for the 2-point conversion, lone set for Wyatt Griffin. Trips up top. 3-step drop, looking to his right. He's got tag grown. That was Luke Butke. Pass goes through his hands. So 6-0 our score, 9:24 left to play in this opening quarter. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Football, brought to you by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olby Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. and by Grimmett Concrete. They handle commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Chase County strikes first, leading things 6-0, looking for more with an onside kick, but Cade Herbert has it corralled just shy of midfield. Zuniga trying to catch Madison napping, but Herbert out there on the front line received it. So Madison will have a pretty good field position. Of course, their first offensive play resulted in a fumble, and Chase County scored from about 25 yards out.
Yeah, they've got to just take care of the ball. They've got to get a response here.
Trailing things 6-0, 9:22 left to go in the first quarter. Ball on the near hash at their own 38-yard line. Shotgun formation for Hayden Helm. He sends Colton Ish in motion. It's going to be an option read by the quarterback, Hayden Helm. He'll get close to midfield after a gain of one.
Now that time just good job of swarming to making that tackle that time by Chase County. I was going to say Bulldogs.
Yeah, have to. which Bulldog tonight?
Yeah.
So 2nd and 9 for Madison as they break their huddle, going left to right here on Ron Mayo Field. Pistol set. Now Darbro's going to go to the side of Helm. Helm going to be a quarterback keeper, just go right up the gut. Pushes forward for a gain of 4. We'll bring up 3rd and 5.
Well, found that gap up the middle. Force the linebackers to come in and make the play. Maybe later on that'll wear them down a little bit and break a bigger one.
Madison into Chase County territory now. They need the 33 for a first down. Faced with a 3rd and 5. 4 minutes gone by here in quarter number one. Trailing things 6-0. Shotgun formation. Helm and Darbrill in the backfield. Darbrill to the right hip pocket of Helm. Colton Ish going in motion. It's going to be a read option taken by Darbrill. He's pushing to the outside. Breaks the tackle. He's got a first down looking for more. Down all the way just shy of the 20-yard line. Looks like they're going to call him down at the 24-yard line.
Nice run that time by Darbrill. Just getting out, getting that edge, and lowering his shoulder there to make a few extra yards.
Darbrill, the leading rusher for Madison, 540 yards on the season. So Madison looking to answer now at Chase County's 24-yard line with a fresh set of downs. Pistol set. Two receivers down here on the near side. Helm, two-step drop, and there's a flag. And they're going to say, I don't think they had enough men on the line of scrimmage. Some type of a procedural penalty against Madison. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. So not what you wanted to see when you had a good offensive play.
Yep.
Followed up with a procedural penalty, pushes them back to a 1st and 15.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure their team that if they get behind the chains is fast enough to get it. But I could be wrong.
Lone set for Helm. He sends Ish in motion. Helm takes the snap, hands it off to Ish, fighting to get back to the line of scrimmage. I think he does. But excellent job of contain over there by Micah Collars.
Yeah, just forcing him to the side, keeping him in front of him. When they're trying to go around the end, you got to maintain your lanes defensively, and they did a nice job of doing that.
Actually called it a loss of 1. Brings up 2nd and 16 for Madison. Two receivers down here on the near side. Darbrill and A. In the backfield with Helm in a shotgun formation. Helm being flushed from the pocket, rolls to his right, undershoots the receiver Ish, and brings up 3rd down on the incompletion.
Yeah, that time Chase County just, they were just smothering the receivers.
So Madison looks fairly well. And they just kind of backed up with that 5-yard penalties, kind of got them out of under center.
Yeah, that penalties do that, though.
Helm in a pistol set or shotgun formation now with Darbrill. Receiver on each number. Ish going in motion, left to right. Going to be a draw taken by Darbrill. Spins out of 1 tackle, but barely makes it back to the line of scrimmage in no gain. Brings up 4th and long. 6:40 remaining in the first quarter. Chase County leads Madison 6-0.
Yeah, this isn't necessarily 4-down territory.
I think they're going to go for it, Ken, here. Madison breaks their huddle and then decides against it, and they'll regroup.
And they better...
I'm watching the back, Judge. Just now starting his count, so 10 seconds remaining.
Yep.
Helm and Bro in a shotgun formation. Two receivers here on the near side. Ish and Dean going deep. Helm off of back foot, throws it up, and it'll be intercepted on the play, I think, by Tag Bro. Bro looking for a return. He's at midfield, now into Madison territory. 35 before being pushed down at the 29-yard line. So usually on a fourth down play, they say bat it down, yeah. Bat it down. But Groh thought he had an opportunity to return it. And Chase County will have excellent field position once again.
Yeah, that again showed the speed that they have. Because when Tag Groh made the interception, he was able to make some moves and get to the outside.
So that will be the second turnover of the contest for Madison. And Chase County licking their chops, taking over on first and 10 at Madison's 28-yard line. Lone set for Wyatt Griffin. He'll send a man in motion. Taking the handoff is Brock Griffin. He's trying to fight the edge. Bowls over a defender before being pushed out of bounds at the 17-yard line. But it looks like there's some laundry on the field, and that will be coming back. A holding penalty is indication, 3 yards downfield. So that'll push him back 10, negate the 10-yard carry by Griffin.
So they're going to move it back. So they moved it back to the 35. But Chase County is a little bit better equipped for this than
absolutely.
Madison.
As you know, Butke kind of talked in the pregame, just kind of wants to get his playmakers in space. And, you know, Griffin had an excellent edge there, obviously set up by the hold.
Yeah.
But there'll be a lone set for Wyatt Griffin. Faced with a first and 17. Griffin dropping back the pass, launching it downfield, looking for Tag Groh. Unable to make the play. Excellent coverage in the secondary. I believe that appears to have been Cohen Luthy.
Yeah, nice job of getting back them. And that pass was perfectly placed. Just Cohen Luthy made a great defensive. He made a great move defensively to get back there.
So Madison secondary keeping Chase County in check thus far.
It's been more the run game to the edge for Chase County.
Okay, we're going to have a different type play here, I think. I see Wyatt Griffin going to the bench, and I believe Tag Groh will be in at quarterback. So Tag, the unable to make the catch, and I believe we're going to have a delay of game on that. So... The change in personnel, pushing back 5.
Overthinking it to an extent.
So, Groh came to the sideline, and they'll be faced with a second and 22 from midfield. Butke did tell me, kind of warned me, he said, look for Groh, he might get one play here at quarterback.
Well, and he's a senior, so what a good time to do.
Groh sends Butke in motion. There will be a fake to Butke, taken by Groh, head of steam, breaks one tackle, breaks another before getting back to the original line of scrimmage for a gain of 12 on the carry by Tag Groh.
Nice job by Tag, just getting to that edge. And the ends did a nice job of setting that edge for him.
So back comes Wyatt Griffin in at quarterback. May not be the last time we see Tag there at that position tonight. But a third and manageable now, faced with a third and 10 at the original line of scrimmage. Griffin dropping back the pass, rolling to his right. Pressure coming, and he overshoots the receiver, Brock Griffin, and will bring up fourth down.
And that time he zigged when he thought he was going to zag.
So at Madison's 28-yard line, most likely four down territory. Chase County leading Madison 6-0, 4:36 remaining in the opening quarter. Madison plagued by two turnovers on their two drives thus far. Lone set for Wyatt Griffin. Two receivers up top, one receiver here on the near side. Griffin rolling to his right. Blitz coming on the far side. Griffin looking downfield, has a receiver that falls incomplete and will be a turnover on downs. So that's the defensive stand that Madison needed to get some momentum back on their side.
They did. Nice job of shutting them down. They let them get back to third and 10, and then after that, shut them down.
So Madison takes over first and 10 at their own 28-yard line, ball on the near hash. Other games in our listening area, Emporia at Junction City, that game on 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Osage City at Council Grove, Pleasanton at Northern Heights, Opie at Central Heights, Care Pervale at Maranatha, Linden at Burlingame, Levo at Colony Crest, and Murdersing Valley at Hartford. Ish going in motion. Helm takes the snap, looking for a block, can be pushed out of bounds at the 30-yard line for a gain of two.
That time, Hayden Helm just picked up the two, but got positive yards going, and now let's keep it going.
Actually going to give him forward progress for a gain of three, pushed out at the 31. And then looked like SEC, you mentioned, did not have enough to field six tonight. So Waverly with a forfeit victory tonight in six main ranks.
Yep.
Ish going in motion right to left. Helm in a shotgun formation takes the snap. Going to be a quick pass over on the far side to Ish. Ish, spin move, being pushed down at the 35-yard line for a gain of about three, if not four, on the passing play.
That was nicely executed, but also good job by the Chase County defense of getting that swarming defense going and not letting him break any tackles.
Third and four now, just shy of the 35-yard line. Under 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Battle of the Bulldogs in Chase County tonight. Madison with the possession right now. Helm, quick step, drop to Octavian Dean. He's got a first down looking for more steps. Sidestepping the sideline before going out of bounds at the 31-yard line.
And Octavian Dean showing some speed to get around the edge that time.
15-yard passing play for Madison, their second first down of the contest. Back in the Chase County territory where their previous drive ended on a fourth down interception. Of course, they got into Chase County territory, then had a procedural penalty, and that pushed him back. Now they just got to get forward progress. There's some right there by Hayden Helm. Just a straight dive by the quarterback for a gain of nine.
That time the big guys up front for Madison just really did a good job of giving him a hole there to go through. Nice job by Cade, by the big guys, by Jesse Schneider and Packer Bollinger.
Excellent hole created up front. Chase County with a 6-0 lead, but Madison looking to have a say with it. 3 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Pistol set for Hayden Helm. Darbo will come up just a shy off of him. Going to be an option over there on the far side. Toss pitch to Darbro. No one home, but fortunately Darbro falls on the ball all the way back at the line of scrimmage for a loss of nine.
The options have not gone well tonight.
So instead of second and short, now they're back with a third and long. Play coming in from the sideline for Madison. They break their huddle. Helm and a pistol set, receiver on each number. Ish going in motion right to left. Going to be a read option taken by the tailback Lane Darbro, getting back some positive yards for a gain of five. We'll bring it fourth and five now for Madison.
Again, a good job getting that push up the middle there by the Madison offensive line, giving Lane a little bit of a hole.
2 minutes remaining here in quarter number one. The battle of the Bulldogs. Fourth and five for Madison. Under center is Helm. Pro formation and then a hard count gets the nose guard for Chase County to jump off sides.
Oh, man.
Encroachment. Is that going to be enough for a first down, though? It was fourth and a long five. So bring up fourth and really manageable now.
Yeah. Okay, again, the big guys up front, if you're Madison, you're going to need to get a push on them here. They are a little bit bigger in size than Chase County.
Look for a hard count once again. Here comes this quarterback, Kiefer by helm. He's got forward progress, 3-yard gain, and a first down.
Not quite the tush push because nobody pushed him.
There was no need for a push.
No.
He was pushing that center out of his way.
Uh-huh.
So another first down on this drive. 70 seconds remaining. First and 10 at Chase County's 20-yard line for Madison. They break their huddle. Shotgun formation for Helm. Two receivers up top. Two-step drop. Helm looking downfield. Pocket collapsing. Gets rid of it. It does not make it back to the original line of scrimmage, so that will most likely be intentional grounding. Yeah. Dean was close by. We'll see what is discussed. The white hat was right in front of it, but it was the side judge that threw it. See what the indication is called.
He's going to mark him back, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to find the spot where he was at.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, it was about 11 yards deep. So it was a, intentional grounding was the indication. It'll be a loss of down and a spot foul. So. Actually pushing back even more. So 5 yards from the spot of the infraction.
Hmm.
Back to the 35-yard line at Chase County. So a 15-yard penalty. Second and 25 now. Ish going in motion. Takes the handoff out of the backfield. Trying to get some forward momentum going. Gets a gain of 3.
And third and very long. Yeah, that penalty just hurt him, but I didn't see. There wasn't a lot of upset, folks.
No, nope. No, Coach Brett Daniels up here in the booth with us, he was trying to see, was that pass deflected, and if so, that, basically nullifies the penalty. But third and a country mile for Madison. Needing the 10-yard line for a first down. Going deep to Colton Ish's helm. Players are just looking up at the ball, unable to keep their legs moving. So the incompletion will bring up fourth down.
It's been an 11-play drive, but just not the result.
That play is the last play of the first quarter. Madison trails Chase County 6-0. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football is brought to you by MT Networks, for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds. Contact MT Networks. Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years, proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the field and in the classroom. Area High School Football brought to you by Wags Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Start of the second quarter. Chase County leads Madison 6-0. Lane Darbro in the punt, faced with a 4th and 23, and it's a high spiraling kick right up the gut. Going to bounce at the 15 and be downed at the 16 by Madison. But it'll be the worst starting field position of the contest for Chase County as they lead things 6-0. Madison, once again, a drive stalling into Chase County territory, but did not turn the ball over that time.
No, and they did flip the field and push Chase County now into their worst, like you said, their worst starting position by far for the night.
Chase County had some penalties last possession that forced them to go for it on fourth down and had a turnover on downs. Wyatt Griffin sending his brother Brock Griffin in motion. Wyatt, read option over here on the near side, trying to step along the sidelines, be pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line for a gain of four.
And you know what this tells me, Michael, is that this officiating crew might be a little bit of a more picky crew. And so you as a player now have to adjust to that.
But our sales team at KVOE did an excellent job here tonight, Ken. I think this might be a record for amount of sponsors we have for our games. So we're needing some more scores. But Derek Butke's going to help us out, taking a timeout. And by golly, we're going to take a break with him. 11:46 remaining in this first half. Chase County leads Madison 6-0.
Area High School Football being brought to you by ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for over 35 years. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government related issues, and much more. And the Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates are available. Area High School Football being brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And Jace and Hannah Hubert with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, wishing all athletes good luck and are ready to help you with home buying and listing.
Timeout taken by Derek Butke. Chase County faced a 2nd and 6. Going to go I formation. Going to be a option taken by Brock Griffin. He's going to have a gain of 6 and looks like enough for a first down.
That time, a good job by Griffin getting the Brock Griffin getting to the edge. And
but it's good for a first down for Chase County. That's their 2nd of the contest. They're leading this contest 6-0. Just about 1 minute gone by here in the second quarter. Luke Butke going in motion. Pistol set. Direct snap taking by Brock Griffin for a gain of 11.
Man, and that was an impressive run by Brock Griffin. He had 4 Madison Bulldogs on him for like the last 6 or 7 yards, and they finally got him down. Talk about keeping your legs moving. Brock Griffin just did that.
Brock with 700-plus rushing yards on the season. 12 on that carry. 1st and 10 for Chase County. Just shy of midfield. Ball on the near hash. Shotgun formation for Brock Griffin again. Direct snap. They're just going to run it right out. It breaks a tackle looking for the end zone. He's got one man to beat. Hayden Helm, the last possible person, bringing him down at the 5-yard line for a gain of 37.
Man, he hit that hole, but that hole was developed because the offensive line did such a good job of getting onto their blocks. And that was Zuniga, Cooley, and Doty just enforcing their will.
So Chase County licking their chops 5 yards out, looking to add to their 6-point advantage. Going to be a direct snap taken again by Brock Griffin. Same old that drive. 5-yard carry, touchdown, Chase County on the 5-yard scamper by Brock Griffin.
And again, he had a wide open hole to go through.
So 10:01 remaining in the half, and Chase County has pushed this game to a 2-possession ball game. Wyatt Griffin now in a lone set. He'll send Brock in motion. Dropping back the pass is Griffin, and the 2-point conversion is good.
Number 15, Wyatt Griffin, and number 23,
Looks like Brock Griffin was on the receiving end. So Chase County now leads 14-0. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And by Ratcliffe Propane. Providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Cranewood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football is brought to you by Harry C's Gasoline Alley. Come for the food, stay for the atmosphere. Proud supporter of Bulldog Nation. Boomtown Cafe, one of the most exciting food adventures in the Flint Hills. Go Bulldogs. By Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support the MHS student-athletes every step of the way. And by Van Arsdale Funeral Home, putting your family first when it matters most.
Emiliano Zuniga has it teed up at his 30-yard line after a 5-yard touchdown run by Brock Griffin makes our score 14-0, 10 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Zuniga, another pooch kick, going to bounce off the hands of Colton Esch, still loose. Before being fouled, still on the ground. I thought it was recovered by Madison, but it's still on the ground. Players fighting for it. Looks like Madison will be on the receiving end, but not before making things interesting. That ball squibbed right out of the hands at the 15, and then they're going to have a first and 10 all the way at their 8-yard line.
Yeah, that was not... That little ball, that ball is hard to get a hold of sometimes. That was a grease pig out there that time, wasn't it?
That certainly was there, Kent.
I hadn't used that in years, I don't think. The grease pig.
It's been a while. Well, that was the perfect example. So a shotgun formation for Madison looking to get something going offensively, or at least finished offensively. Play action pass. Helm's got a receiver deep. It's Cade Herbert. And excellent coverage in the secondary by Tag Groh, deflecting the pass and bringing up second and 10.
I like that. I like that call. Let's try to get a big play right off the bat.
9:45 remaining in the half. Chase County with the 14-0 lead. Have two turnovers in this contest in their first two drives of the ball game, but have looked good offensively, but just unable to finish their drives. Hayden Helm with a quarterback keeper, and looks like he will have a gain of about 3, if not 4, on that carry. Brings up 3rd and 6 for Madison. Ball on the far hash. Of course, we mentioned Chase County played some home games in Council Grove. Grass is growing. Kind of looks like a row crop right now.
Looking across
the field. Third down for Madison. Going to be a triple option. Ball is loose. And looks like Chase County this time will be on top of it. Luke Butke with the fumble recovery at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Madison just keeps... They're hurting themselves right now with these turnovers.
Third takeaway for Chase County, and they're 10 yards out from adding to their 14-0 lead. Nine minutes remaining in the half. Chase County breaks their huddle with all the momentum of this ball game. White Griffin will send Luke Butke in motion. He'll fake it to Butke. Actually, taken by Butke. Pushing into the end zone. 10-yard score this time. The touchdown is a no-doubter for Luke Butke. 10-yard score. And Chase County now leads 20-0. 8:55 remaining in the half.
Wow. And again, the speed of Luke Butke. I mean, Cale and Mitch had that speed, but I think Luke has even better speed than those two did.
Absolutely. Two-point conversion time. Wyatt Griffin and Brock Griffin in the backfield in a shotgun formation. Going to be a handoff taken by Brock Griffin, but met up front by, I believe, Packer Bollinger. Conversion no good. 8:55 left to go in the second quarter. Chase County extends their lead 20. You're listening to the Erie Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you by Howie's Tire Shop. Proudly serving the Olpe area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpe, across the street from the Chicken House. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs! And by Paul Bean, attorney at law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions.
Area High School Football being brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer, DDS. For your winning smile, call 620-342-9555 or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense. Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. And the Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County community. Go Bulldogs!
Chase County with a 20-0 lead after a Luke Butke 10-yard scamper. And Zuniga has things teed up. 8:55 remaining in this first half. Back deep, Colton Ish, I believe, for Madison. Another squib kick. High bounce taken by Hayden Helm at the 20. Looking for some open field before being brought down at the 20-yard line on the far side. Madison played with three turnovers in this contest. It's gut check time, Ken. Trailing things by 20.
It is. They need a long established drive. Well, or a short one with points, either way. But they need to get some points on the board here and get something positive going here this half.
Of course, there's Dogs and then there's Dogs. And we're going to find out right here which is who.
Yep.
Two receivers here on the near side in a shotgun formation for Hayden Helm. He'll fake to Darbro. Keep it on the outside, push it to the outside. A flag comes in. I don't know if that's going to be on the tackle or not. It was a stiff arm by Helm. Could that be offensive face mask on the stiff arm on Helm? He was 5-yard gain, might be negated by the penalty. See what the official calls. Personal foul face mask against Chase County. So that will be a first down for Madison. Mm-hmm. And they'll take it.
I kind of got the drift that was what the call was going to be because the Chase County guys kind of drift started moving back.
So that penalty will push them into Madison or into Chase County territory at the 38-yard line. So 5-yard gain there by Hayden Helm, extended on the penalty. Lone set for Helm. He'll send Ish in motion. Right to the left, he'll just follow the block of Ish, pushing forward for a gain of about 2.
And now you're in that area where if you get that pound of ground going, you can do it. But they've got to be consistent here and get some points. They cannot afford a penalty even right now.
Second and 8 now, just shy of the 35-yard line. They're kind of running in between the tackles. They do have some space on the outside if they can find some speed to get there. Shotgun formation for Helm. Darbro on his right hip pocket. Two receivers up top. Helm takes snap. Quick pass over on the far side to Colton Hish. Kind of a bubble screen. And another gain of about 2 will bring up 3rd and 5.
Manageable 3rd down distance. They were trying to have that be a quick hitter. But you can see the speed of Chase County even on the defense at getting to him. And they're also coming up with good, clean tackles.
Madison breaks their huddle. 3rd and a long 5. 7.5 remaining in the half. Trailing things 20-0. The ball is at Chase County's 34-yard line. Helm sends Colton Ish in motion. Helm takes the snap, hands it off to Darbro. He's trying to bounce to the outside. Stiff arms. Excellent tackle by Wyatt Griffin at the 30-yard line. Will bring up 4th and a long 1.
Big play here for Madison. They've got to get this ball in the end zone somehow, but they've got to get this 1 yard first.
Madison breaks their huddle ball in the near hash at the 30-yard line right directly in front of us. Going to be a shotgun formation for him. Look for the hard count. They'll send Ish in motion. Going to follow the block of Darbro. Darbro's at the sticks trying to extend. See where the spot will be given. It looks like he is left positive of the sticks. But we'll come down to the official spot.
Yes.
And it's enough for a first down.
Yeah.
1.5 yard gain by Darbro. Keeps the drive alive.
But one thing, Lane, when you're going for those short yardage, he's got to get down a little bit more. He was running pretty upright.
Fresh set of downs for Madison at the 28 of Chase County. Swing pass over on the far sideline. Ish unable to bring it in. And it falls incomplete. Brings up second and 10.
And now they're kind of behind the sticks now. I still think running it up the middle is the best way for them.
They've had some success early doing that with Helm. Helm, their leading rusher, 31 yards on 8 carries. Second and 10 from the 28 of Chase County. Helm, read option kept by the quarterback, breaks through the guard and tackle, pushing forward for another first down before being brought down at the 16-yard line. 12-yard scamper by Hayden Helm.
A good job there that time by Hayden Helm, making that quick decision, going up the middle. And he's not the biggest guy, but his legs were churning, and it took 3 Chase County Bulldogs to bring him down.
Halfway through here in the second quarter, Madison looking to get things back in the right direction, trailing things 20-0. 3 first-half turnovers thus far. Inside Chase County territory. Shotgun formation for Helm. It's going to be a play-action pass. Helm rolling to his left, looking downfield before being sacked at the 20 by Micah Cothers, coming from the far side in for a loss of 4.
Yeah, Micah Cothers, just when he got around that edge, he was just on top of him. And I don't think Hayden knew that he was anywhere near, because Hayden could have taken off and maybe picked up 3 or 4 yards, but he was looking for the big play.
So that pushes a 2nd and 14 now back to the 20-yard line. Ball on the near hash. Madison breaks their huddle. Pistol set with Helm and Darbro. 2 receivers on top. Helm takes the snap, going to be a speed option pitch over to Darbro. Darbro with a head of steam, gets back to the line of scrimmage, if not more, for a gain of 5.
That time the pitch was good. They've been a little iffy so far tonight.
So 3rd and 9 upcoming for Madison. 4 down territory at Chase County's 15-yard line. 4.5 remaining in the half.
Now they need to pick up at least 5 yards here. Cut this in half.
Shotgun formation for Helm. Ish going in motion left to right. Helm takes the snap. Going to be a draw taken by Darbro. Darbro trying to get the edge. Bulls over 1 before being brought down at the 10. And an infraction penalty comes down. I think that might be a face mask. Darbro is readjusting his helmet. I already had 1 called on this drive against Chase County.
Mm-hmm. This one would be half the distance to the goal.
So that might be a benefit, Ken, of running with your pads high
instead of keeping
your pad level low.
Yeah, especially when you're going around the outside.
Face mask is the infraction. It will be marked off to the 5-yard line and another first down for Madison.
If you're Chase County, you got to watch where those hands go.
5th penalty of the contest against Chase County. 4 minutes and counting now. Madison in excellent field position now to get their first score of the ball game. Shotgun formation looking to the right. Octavian Dean, nice little post pattern. Is into the end zone. Give Madison 6. Excellent pattern there by the sophomore Octavian Dean.
Nice job that time by the Madison Bulldogs responding to the Chase County touchdown.
Exactly what Madison needed. Nice. Was it 82 yard?
Yeah.
No, it or was 80. It was 60. Yeah, that's right. 60.
Yeah. Last week it was 80.
Yeah, two out of the last three games with 11, man. We got to get back in the eight-man rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Madison going for the two-point try. Helmet a loaded set, pushing forward. Looks like he crossed the play, but a flag comes in. So it's in, but we'll see what the infraction is. So Helm did break the plane, and it's against Madison, so they will try it again. 20-6, our score, 3:51 remaining. Madison, excellent drive, as we mentioned, Ken, to, you know, really, really say, hey, we're down, but we're still Madison, mm-hmm. we're still going to make this ball game.
Yep.
So after the penalty is marked off, it's the conversion now set at the 13-yard line. Helm will send Ish in motion. Helm, two-step drop. Launch up top to Dean. Same play as they scored the touchdown. And add two more points to the board. 20-8. Chase County still leads Madison. You are listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison Fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs! By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. By TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. And by Griffin Real Estate, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. Area High School Football being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Next Tech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Next Tech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service. Serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Madison gets some momentum back on their side after the 5-yard touchdown pass from Hayden Helm to Octavian Dean. Brings our score to 20-8, 3:51 remaining in the half. And Darbrough will have things heat up at his 30-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice drive that time by Madison.
It was just the drive they needed to really solidify maybe a second half for this
mm-hmm.
team. Darbrough awaiting the kick. Booming kick, spiraling to the left. Oh, it's right at the goal line, but out of bounds at the one-inch line.
If that was a punt, it would be perfect.
So the coffin corner does not work so well on a kickoff.
No.
I think we're a diet at the one. That's a different story.
Yes.
There's no man in black around. So Chase County will have first and 10 at their own 25-yard line now.
And now if you're Madison, if you could get a stop and force them to punt, because one thing with Chase County, they are a quick strike offense.
Break their huddle and alone set. White Griffin, two receivers on each side. Collars, the tight end, here on the near side. They'll send Butke in motion. He'll go behind Griffin. It's going to be a reverse taken by Brock Griffin. Excellent block, and Griffin will have six. As Ken mentioned, quick strike offense, 65-yard touchdown run for Brock Griffin.
And again, when he got the corner, the Madison defensive line, they fell for it. They started going the other way. And then once he got around the corner, there was nobody near him.
So it was kind of a, Butke went in motion right to left, and Griffin was lined up and basically in the slot. and came basically on the reverse. And as Ken mentioned, Madison bit on the toss to Butke, but an excellent block. I don't know who that was. I think it might have been Cothers that really opened up that hole. Two-point try, play-action pass. Griffin looking to the end zone, finds Brock Griffin. Or excuse me, that was to Guthrie Danford on the conversion try. So makes our score 28-8, 3:40 remaining in the half. You are listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. By Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes. And by Angela Ankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela, 620-344-6368.
We welcome you back to Ron Mayo Field, Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. So just when Madison was starting to get some things going back on their side, the offense strikes back from Chase County, 65 yards. And that was a seventh carry, six carries up before this rush, 65 yards. Seventh carry, 65 yards, and now 130. So doubled it on one rushing play.
Yes.
Second rushing touchdown of the contest.
Oh. That helps the average.
Certainly does. Zuniga. Squib kicks all night, going to bounce around, be fielded by, I believe that's Cohen Luthy, or actually Lane Smith, and met with a lot of momentum at the 15-yard line.
Wow. Again, Madison's needing to respond here.
3.5 remaining here in the half of the Long Bionano Plaza halftime show. Once we get there, find some area scores. Junction City was leading Emporia 22-7 after the first 12. Opie was leading Central Heights 7-0 after the first quarter. Helm, read option taken by Lane Darbrough. Read perfectly by the defensive end and no gain on the play.
Now, Michael, long as Central Heights doesn't beat Opie by 19, they win the district, right?
What's that?
For the Opie, and if they win tonight,
correct,
they win the district outright.
Correct.
But if they lose it, it goes to the tiebreaker.
Correct.
And they'll have.
Yeah, correct. Points. So if Central Heights has to defeat Opie by 19 or more to be district champions in that one. But Opie leads 7-0 thus far. But Opie will host a playoff game next week for sure.
Yep.
Going in motion is Colton-ish. Two-step drop in the shotgun formation by Helm. Trying to find Ish. Falls incomplete. We'll bring up 3rd and 10 now. Of course, you know, once we get past this game, we'll discuss next week's plans for Ken and I.
Yep.
Of course, and, won't and really know post-game.
Yeah.
But at least have an idea of who we are covering.
Yes.
And our postseason coverage. Of course, Madison needs a win tonight and a Burlingame victory to advance. Chase County, a win, and just that pretty much just secures it. Just going to be a quarterback keeper by Helm, I believe. And it'll get a gain of 2, but brings up 4th down.
And I think, Madison, you're going to have to punt it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're trailing by 20.
Yep.
Just shy of the half. Chase County will get things to start the second half. Taking their time. I think Tight Scraper might need to take a timeout here. He's still talking things over with his senior quarterback, Hayden Helm. Madison will at least throw out a bluff to start things off. And looks like they're going for it, Ken. Punter Darbrough down here on the near side. Helm's going to go under center. Going to go for a hard count.
Yeah.
And just taking some time off the clock before taking a timeout. And we'll take one with him. 28-8, Chase County leads Madison. Madison faced with a 4th-and-8 with 1:49 left to go in the half.
Area High School Football is brought to you by Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. By Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving the families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog teams success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And by Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946.
Area High School Football brought to you by Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock as well. Call the office at 620-274-4377. By the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting the Chase County Bulldogs. MTXE, mental toughness, extra effort. Go Bulldogs! And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the field. Let's go Bulldogs!
So Madison faked it initially before the timeout, but a punt by Lane Darbrough. Excellent punt. Going to be fielded by Chase County at the 25-yard line. Looks like that is Luke Butke on the return into Madison territory. Received it at the 25 and makes it out to the 30-yard line for a gain of 25.
Another nice return. Another good job of getting around the edge and showing that speed. Madison has to come up with a stop here.
Trailing things by 20. A buck 36 left to go of the half. As we mentioned, Chase County will receive the second half kickoff. But looking to add to their 20-point lead. Of course, things came in a hurry. Last play on a 65-yard run by Brock Griffin. Going to have a procedural penalty. Here to start things off, though, 5-yard penalty. That will be their 6th of the evening for Chase County.
And that's one thing that Coach Budke will talk to those guys about. You get the 6 penalties now, a week or two from now, that can be causing some problems.
Of course, if Chase County holds and wins this contest, they're most likely on the road all the way down to Oswego.
Yep. Oswego.
Oswego to Oswego. White Griffin dropping back to pass play action, looking downfield, unable to find his receiver, and it'll bring up 2nd and 15 on the incompletion. Griffin just really struggling tonight, trying to get things going in the passing attack. He is 1 out of 6.
Yeah, not like when I saw him against Burlingame about a month ago when he was 11 of 11.
And he had an excellent game 2 weeks ago against Linden in the passing game. But it's been the ground game and the short field that has given Chase County this 28-8 advantage. Under center, this time Luke Butke taking it out of the I formation. Head of steam, getting a gain of about 5 on the play.
And Luke Butke having the helmet issue.
The helmet comes off at the end of the play, so Butke will have to take this one out.
Or they're going to call a timeout instead.
Yep, that's what they'll do. They'll take a timeout. We'll take a break with them. 1:15 remaining to go in the first half. Chase County faced with a 3rd and 6 upcoming, leading things 28-8.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Football brought to you by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. and by Grimmett Concrete. They handle commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
After the timeout, passing play by White, Griffin looking downfield. Pass falls incomplete, but there is laundry in the secondary.
Yeah, I think they're going to get holding by the defensive backs.
Holding is the correct call by Ken Hansen.
Yeah, because
5-yard penalty and an automatic first down for Chase County.
But he was going to have him beat for a touchdown and just reached out and grabbed. That was called saving a touchdown.
So first and 10 from 15 yards out now. 70 seconds remaining. Chase County looking to add to their 28-8 lead. Low snap, going to be a reverse taken by Butke, looking downfield. Head of steam, trying to be brought down from behind. A flag comes in. They're going to call horse collar as defender had gotten Luke from behind.
Yeah,
at the top of the jersey.
They're going to move a football about a yard.
That was a gain of about 10 by Butke.
So it's one of those, Michael, that's going to probably not hurt you on that penalty.
But, you know, the reason it's called is yes. The risk of injuries.
Yep.
So that is why it is right there. So Chase County already breaking their huddle, and they haven't even marked it off yet. So obviously they're in the two-minute drill.
Yeah.
Personal foul, horse collar is the indication.
That is such a dangerous situation.
You know, really, just in the last 15 years has been the emphasis of that penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So first and goal from about 2 yards out for Chase County. 59 seconds and counting. They'll go I formation. Handoff taken by Brock Griffin. Bowls over defender into the end zone. Makes it 34-8. Griffin's third touchdown of the evening. Fifty-four seconds left to go in the half. See what they dial up for the two-point try. White Griffin lone set to receivers here on the near side. Griffin takes the snap, rolling to his right. Finds a receiver, but throws it behind him, and it is incomplete. 34-8, just shy of halftime. Chase County has extended their lead.
Area High School Football is brought to you by MT Networks for Madison's only fiber to the home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds. Contact MT Networks. Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years, proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And by the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the field and in the classroom. Area High School Football brought to you by Wags, Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. By Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. And by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Touchdown run by Brock Griffin makes it a 34-8 lead for Chase County. 54 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Griffin now with 3 scores on the evening.
And, Michael, we talked about their quick strike offense. The touchdown before that, the 11 seconds, that one was 42 seconds.
Another pooch kicked, taken by Madison's. Trying to get a number there. Looks like that was Cohen Luthing. So a 5-yard, 6-yard gain by Luthing to the 36-yard line. And Madison, with a timeout remaining, may make things interesting. Just shy of midfield.
The one thing is you cannot commit a turnover here.
They've got three thus far tonight. Colt Misch going in motion. Helm, two-strip bomb down the field. Contact. They're going to say maybe it was uncatchable. Officials are going to maybe talk about it, but looks like Ish was downfield. Ty Schraber wanting the indication, but does not get it. But
that or incidental contact.
Yeah, incidental contact for sure. Forty-one seconds now left on the clock on the after the incompletion. Second and 10 at the 36-yard line for Madison. Blitz coming, trying to find Darbro in the flats, and it falls incomplete.
Oh, that could have easily been. I thought that was backwards.
And it was pretty close to it. 33 seconds now on the clock. Might just see a run play here. Oh. Keep the clock moving now. We'll see what Ty Schraber dials up. Lone set for Hayden Helm. He'll send Ish in motion. High snap, going to be a quarterback option over on the far side. And Helm will be pushed out of bounds, but a flag is in the secondary.
Hayden was not. You can't go out of bounds.
No, you got to stay in bounds. So see what the flag is. So it's a 1 yard gain.
That
flag's all the way at the 30, 15 yards down the field.
That flag came in from a country mile.
Could have been a hold. That's hold against Madison. Yep. That penalty's declined. So 4th and 9 after the run by him. And Dobro most likely have to punt it back to Chase County. Can't give him short field, trailing things by 26. Well, actually going to say it was a loss on the play. It's a loss of 2.
And if they go, they are punting. But we've seen Butke with some good punt returns, too.
Darbro, one of the better punters in the area. Good snap. The punt high in the air. Fair catch has been called by Butke at the 16-yard line. 26 seconds remaining in the half. Chase County can score and a whim.
Yes.
We'll see if they're just going to be satisfied with the way this first half has gone.
Well, but this is also an opportunity to do some stuff to be prepared for if this could occur in the upcoming weeks.
Absolutely. Very good point, Kenny.
Because they do have 2 timeouts left, don't they?
I believe just 1. Just 1. Griffin in a lone set. Takes the snap, rolling to his right. Blitz coming. This is going to be a direct run by Tag Rowe, actually, that's in the quarterback position. He's at midfield before being pushed out of bounds, but a flag was thrown. I believe it's going to go against Chase County. It's at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, this is a flag-happy crew. But I'm not arguing that they weren't calls.
I say, yeah, we've seen some that holding is the indication against Chase County. That's their 7th of the half. Chase County has, or Madison has 2, so that'll push him back to the 10-yard line now. 17 seconds left on the clock. Chase County lone set for White Griffin. It's going to be a design run. Trying to get to the outside by Brock Griffin. He's at the 20 before being pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Brings up 2nd and 2 after a gain of about 16. Brings up 2nd and 1. 9 seconds left to go.
That one thing that they have not attempted to do so far really tonight is chuck the ball down the field.
Second and nine now. Griffin in a lone set. Actually, that's Tagrow. Tagrow had a steam. Good block on the edge. He's at midfield trying to get down to the 35. He does with 2 seconds left, maybe 1 second. A timeout has been called by Derek Butke. We'll stay right here with you. But a flag at the line of scrimmage. So, once again, I believe that's going to be coming back. I didn't see it. It's way over there, Ken.
Wow.
Oh, it's going to go against the defense, maybe. I can't tell what they're trying to. It looks like they're pushing them back, though. Still have not seen the indication. So they were confirming with Derek Butke if he still wants the timeout once they mark it off the spot.
And
illegal shift is the call.
Oh.
Brings up second down, a five-yard penalty, and the timeout still called by Chase County for one final play.
And Derek may be going, guys, get this out of your system now.
Yes. Of course, Linden was a four seed last year out of this district, and they knocked off the one seed West Elk.
Yeah.
So just because, Chase County, if they hold on to this win, is a three seed and have to go on the road, anything is possible.
Yeah.
But second and seven at their own 20. They'll have to go 60 yards on this final play. Of course, we have the Long Bionato Plaza halftime show upcoming. Try and get some scores from around the area and some stats. Going to re-rack what we saw this first half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this may be the time where, but if they run the ball like they have been, they could still break it.
Absolutely. Griffin's got a 65-yard run tonight. Tagrow, that they've been featuring at quarterback, has that capability. But Griffin in the backfield. Wyatt back in at quarterback. Takes the snap. Four-step, five-step drop. Plenty of time to throw. Looking downfield. No one home. Grow stopped his route and will bring up an incompletion and halftime. Chase County with the lead, 34-8. We'll get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Remind you guys that Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com.